It's too bad that the church has lost their vision of the resurrected power of Jesus Christ, where he said in the old days when he appeared to them and gave visions and understanding, he does the same thing today. Reminds me of a little case of a very noted man was healed just recently. And how many of you ever heard of Congressman Upshaw's healing? Many of you have in here. Congressman Willie D. Upshaw. It happened in California not long ago. We was having the meeting, and my brother had come and got me. I was late that night. And so he had knocked on the door several times and went back out and got him a malted milk and come back in. He knocked at the door again, and you know, I was in prayer. There was something going on. I couldn't get it, just like there was a while ago. So then I come to the service, walked up. Thousands of people were packed in there. We've been there 4 or 5 days. And so there, I guess as I come to the platform, there was something struck. I looked out across the place. I said, I see, I watch, and you'll see now what's the result. I looked out like that. I said, and God, who is my judge, know that I ever heard of Willie Upshaw in my life. And I said, I see a haystack, and there's a little boy playing on his dress very odd. He fell off and he struck his back. He's taken to a doctor that's got glasses down like this and a white mustache, but there's nothing can be done. I said, I see the little fellow's taken home. He's growing on. And he gets so bad that they bore holes in the floor. So the vibration of his walking on the floor, he couldn't stand it. Now, tonight becomes a rider or something, and he's doing some kind of a work. He becomes a great man. Now he's even greater, and he's in a bed that to roll him around in wheelchairs and things. He can stand up, but he's got crutches over his shoulders and down along his side. He has to walk in that manner. And it's left. And just at that time, they just took him off of an airplane or something. And it just brought him, he's rolling in the door. I said, there's the old man now. 86 years old at that time. And so he heard that. Some of them run one of these little extension mics back to him. I told Howard, I said, what prayer cards did you give out? And he told me, I said, well, call from a certain number like you usually do and line them up. And just then Mr. Baxter come to me, the manager, and he said, Brother Branham, you know who that was you talked to? And I said, I've seen that vision of him. I said, no, sir. He said, it was Congressman Upshaw. He said, he wants to speak to you through this mic. And I said, I don't know him. And so his wife was kneeling down, and she was weeping, and he was too. He said, my son, how did you know that I fell when I was a boy? I said, sir, only thing I can say is just what I see in the vision. And he said, well, that's just exactly what happened. He said, I'm William Upshaw. And he was a state senator of Georgia and was a congressman 17 years and retired from the congressman of the United States. Been a total invalid for 66 years. An invalid in a wheelchair and crutches and bed and so forth. And he said, I was the president, I believe it was, of the Southern Baptist Convention. That Dr. Roy E. Davis had ordained you in the Baptist Church. Said to me that I have been prayed for hundreds of times. But he was the one advising me to come over here to have you to intercede to God for me. And he said, I was would have been president. And I believe in 1926 or something when he run, but said, because of my convictions that I did not believe in selling or legalizing whiskey, I stood against it. And said, and if I had to run over today, I'd still stand against it. The Democratic Party would have elected me if I had only run and said that I would have been against prohibition. And said, I took my stand against whiskey because my conviction as a Christian man, he said, I'm against it. I said, God bless you, sir. And he said, my boy, will I ever be healed? And I said, I cannot tell you, my brother. I said, the only thing I know, he was sitting twice the distance of this building like this back in the congregation yet. And wheelchairs plastered in there everywhere. And I said, I could not tell you, sir. I do not know. I can only say what I see. He said, well, and his wife said, oh, if God will be merciful. I said, he is merciful. I said, not will he be, he is. And so I turned like this. I said, well, Howard, bring, that is a lady coming up. So they started bringing her up. So as the lady started, I looked this way, and I seen a doctor, a young fellow, looked to be about 25 years old. He had his arms folded. And if there's a doctor present, I don't know what to call it, this thing they put around their head, and here's got a light out here, it looks into the throat. And he had on a little jacket that's up around the throat tight here. And he had his arms folded, and he was looking down going, he was discouraged. And I just kept watching the little doctor. And as the vision materialized down, he had operated on a little colored girl, took the tonsils out, and paralyzed her. She's laying paralyzed. I said, the doctor has operated on a little colored girl about 5 or 6 years old, removed the tonsils, and it's paralyzed her. And about that time, I heard a scream about all the way down along on the right side, way down in that way somewhere in the dust line. And here come a typical old Aunt Jemima, great big fat woman with colored woman with a stretcher in her hand, an ambulance stretcher, and she had that great big arm out just knocking ushers every way. It was her baby, screaming to the top of her voice. Well, the only way they could keep her off the platform was to line up a bunch of ushers here. And she said, Lord in mercy, that was my baby, and that's the same kind of man that operated on my baby. And I said, she said, if Parson is my baby, go to be healed. I said, Auntie, I don't know. I said, I can't say. The only thing I can say is what I see. I said, oh, I could tell you I believed it. Pray for the baby. But to say, is it going? I don't know. I said, surely you just think a poor illiterate colored woman sitting way down in that back row there and Almighty God moving the vision out here concerned about her. Could you imagine? God's no respect of person. He'll respect a sincere heart. I don't care where it's at. That's right. And here she was standing there. She's just crying on there, and the usher's trying to quiet her. So the first lady come on up, and as I hadn't even got to her case to talk to her yet, and I felt something move me again, and I looked out, and right over the audience like this come like a dark streak. And I began to watch that streak, and it materialized into a road or street or something, and down the street went that little colored girl with a doll on her arm, rocking that doll. Brother, that was it. I knew it. Oh, devils out of hell couldn't stop it then. No, God done said so. That settled it. I knew what was going to happen. I thought, oh, praise the Lord. I told this lady, I said, excuse me. I said, Auntie, you're a Christian, no doubt. She said, I've been raised from a baby to be a Christian, she said. She said, Lord, my baby. I said, now, stand up just a minute. I said, do not weep. I said, Jesus Christ has heard your prayer, and he's healed your baby. And she said, is my baby going to get well? I said, it is well. And she said, you mean my... And the little girl said, Mommy, looky here. And she jumped up there, and that poor little thing, and women fainted sitting around there, and she jumped up, and that little girl got her by the hand, and down through... made him kept quiet. And down through the audience they went, holding one another's hands, praising God, walking out the door. I stood still, watching. People crying. And as they went out the door, I started turning to the woman. I looked going down across the audience, and here went that old congressman. Now, he was dressed with a blue suit and a red tie, which if any of you know him, that was his very way he liked to dress. But this time, he had on a brown suit, light brown, with a white stripe in it. And he had on one of these hats like I wear. Frankly, he's the one that sends them to me. But so he had one of those hats on, southern hat, little Stetson. And he was going along, tipping his hat with his very southern hospitality, you know, tipping his hat very gentleman-like, going down the street like that, walking down over the people. I knew God had done it. When that takes place, brother, there's just like having this meeting in India and what's going to take place in Africa, there is nothing in the world could rub that from me. I know it's going to be. When God says so, it's never failed and it can't fail. It's God. That's not faith. That's just acting out what he said to do. I know that that man was healed. I looked again. I thought, now's the time. And I said, Congressman? He said, yes, my son. And I said, I would like to ask you a question. He said, yes, sir. I said, do you own a brown pinstripe suit? He said, yes, sir, my son. I bought one day before yesterday. I said, well, my brother in Christ, though you have laid 66 years on crutches, wheelchairs, and beds, and rushed up and believed in healing all your life. That's right. I said, but and stood for against the evil, refused to become president because you chose the right thing. God has honored you. And Jesus Christ has healed you. He said, God be praised, my boy. He said, if Jesus Christ will ever let me walk without crutches and things again, but I'll spend the rest of my days, which is very few I know left, I'll spend them for His glory. I said, Congressman, I felt myself fainting and done got me. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, stand up to your feet, God's healed you. And that man who had been an invalid for 66 years, the Congressman of the United States, rose to his feet, rushed to the platform, reached down, touched his toes, raised back up, and was perfectly normal as long as he lived. That's right. Went to see Churchill, visit him, stood in time of Billy Graham's meeting up there on the White House steps and sang before those congressmen, leaning on the everlasting arm. God, the man lived so long, he went over years after that. That's been about 4 years ago. Brother Bosworth has been with him. We've been in the meeting. He crossed back across the country. I took my own love offering him anything for it and helped him to buy a car. He went across the country testifying from school to places, everywhere, of the power of the living God. Looked like if God would have wanted to heal him, he would have healed him when he was a young man, and his bones were all flexible, soft. Looked like he wouldn't have waited until his bones was old and brittle, and his back broke just like President Roosevelt. But that man who had been an invalid for 66 years, and wheelchairs, and rolling bed, and could walk with the support of crutches to his back, rose to his feet in one moment's time and was made perfectly whole by the power of the resurrected Jesus Christ. He was acquainted with nearly all the kings and potentates of the nation, knowing him by being a congressman. He even come and had me to sign my name to a letter that went to Joe Stalling. That's right. And spoke to him and told him of his healing, of how God had healed him. And told him if he would come this side of the Iron Curtain, he'd prove it to him. He was quite a sense of humor, the congressman was.